Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Good evening. Here for the Tuesday podcast, Testify Tuesday, the T to T, right here. We have today's daily psalm, Psalm 140. We also have the evening psalm, but, you know, first on this selection right here, Jah blessing, Jesse, Rastafari.
I know you're going to dig this.
Could you possibly rewind and come again?
We are broke out and broke into no cancer, so we won't sleep. Every day we are try. And if I even be found, we wish that we could sleep. Cause we have to get a blood. Get a youth and broke out and broke into no cancer, so we won't sleep. Every day we are try. And if I even be found, we wish that we could sleep. Cause we have to get a blood.
Alright then, half a bread.
chicken back. Boiled dumpling, no call me no in a that boy. Why you trying to the butter pan it top life? Father, but me still a give thanks to when me got done. To some it little, but to me it is a lot. Some still a complain and them close to the top. But God has blessed me and put food in my pot. What I realize is that, and I'm telling you, a little is enough. One job is in me. One job is in me. One job is in me. We know it's rough, we know it's tough, but keep that in me. One job is in me. You love my soul.
Speaking now, show the idea. But look at the top of the very last drop.
Young Frenchie, to Martin again, to Martin again. Boy, Lord, special selection for all the ones trying. Lord, all hard workers, don't give up now. Oh well, oh well, oh well, oh well. Alright then, half a bread, chicken back. Boiled dumpling, no call me no in a that boy. Why you trying to the butter pan it top life? Hard, but me still a give thanks to me got done. To some it little, but to me it is a lot. Some still a complain and them close to the top. But Jah bless me and put food in a my pot. What I realize is that, and I'm telling you, a little is enough. One Jah is in me. One Jah is in me. One Jah is in me. Lord, if you smile on me tonight by daylight, I would share my blessings. All of my friends, I'm up for rich, if me rich, feel the poor and needy. You know me not itch because from Jah bless me, me up to share it. Me not keep my blessings private, so I'm telling you, a little is enough. One Jah is in me. One Jah is in me. One Jah is in me.
Respecting man, and until man starts respect the earth you're from, there'll be no end, there'll be no promised land. There'll only be war if them war for love, war for peace, war for land, war for freedom, war for God, church and priest, that not preserve no peace. Them war for sky, war for breeze, war for feel, war for succeed. Them war for learn, war for teach. So the war can't see. Until man learn to live with each other, it's gonna be war. Until man learn to coexist with each other, it's gonna be war. Until man stop disrespecting man, and until man stop respect the hurt you from, there'll be no end, there'll be no promise land. There'll only be war.
How freedom ever gonna come? I know every war out there start with a gun. Things that you say shooting people down, your intolerance and discrimination. War can't stop till every man do unto your brother as you'd have it done. Mirror, mirror on the wall, till me can you make the chase start with me, then let me pass it along. God,
until man learns to live with each other, it's gonna be war. Until man learns to coexist with each other, it's gonna be war. Until man stop disrespecting man, and until man stop respect the hurt you from, there'll be no end, there'll be no promise land. There'll only be war.
Well, it no make sense to remember Babylon, them no this is a sign. No, put the soul out of the wheel, God. And at the end of the day, you shall get your reward. It no make sense to remember Babylon, them no this is a sign. No, put the soul out of the wheel, God. And at the end of the day, you shall get your reward. Hey, say them no mean you no good. Things that them do, we never think that them would. Hey, like a fool, them like we not good. Program with mine and I tell me we good. Hey,
So make we cut it off. Boy, cut them movements and go round that crap. Hey, youth, we are facing smart. No more tears, no broken heart. No, we want rich, we dream, dream and life. So that are the tears that no food can buy. Hey, you not see the tears in my eyes. Youth, it no make sense to cry. Still, it no make sense to beg and ball. Babylon, it no business at all. No, put your soul up to the wheel, God. And at the end of the day, you shall get your reward. It no make sense to beg and ball. Babylon, them no business at all. No, put your soul up to the wheel, God. And at the end of the day, you shall get your reward. Oh, that they're those who wear themselves. Don't sit around and pity yourself. As long as there's attention, just move forward and help yourself. No wait for the council of people. Hey, you try me, you wanna back. Hey, time out, me have to fend for myself. Work hard, depend for myself. Me never want it, was pulling on me mouth. 7 weeks, it's up in a one hour. Roof and leak, bathroom out the door. Hold fire down and kitchen, it's a blow. Still, it no make sense to beg and ball. Babylon, them no business at all. No, put your soul out to the wheel, go hard. And at the end of the day, you shall get your reward. It no make sense to beg and ball. Babylon, them no business at all. No, put your soul out to the wheel, go hard. And at the end of the day, you shall get your reward. It no make sense to beg and ball. Babylon, them no business at all. No, put your soul out to the wheel, go hard. And at the end of the day, you shall get your reward. Hey, so them no mean you're no good. Things that them do, we never think that them would know. Like a fall, them like we not come. Program we mind and I tell we be good. Hey, come here, quick cut it off. Boy, cut them movements and go round them crap. Hey, you still are fitting smart. No more tears, no broken heart. Hey, we want rich with jeans in our life. So you got these tears and no food can buy. Hey, you know see these tears in our mind.
Blessing rhythm mix. One particular tune, that war tune by Cecily, I hope we're pronouncing the name correct, the war. Part of the lyrics we picked up on, until man learned to live together, you know, just war. There'll be no promised land, just war, until until mine and mine learn to live together, especially the ones lost now found. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here. The Testify Tuesday, here we have the evening psalm, Psalm 82, and there's a link with the evening psalm and this 51st Torah reading and feeding sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, known as Nitzabim. Nitzabim in the ancient Hebrew pointing, modern pointing would be enunciated as Nitzavim. Nitzavim, ancient pointing, Nitzabim, Nitzabim. Standing, or more directly, one standing. And here, the evening psalm for the third day of the Shavuot, the third day of the seven, that's called Tuesday. And here for the T2T Testify Tuesday, we have the evening psalm, Psalm 82. And as the Habarim, Rastafari Habarim Shalom, Rastafari Habarim, fellows, associates, as ones and ones should be familiar with, that this psalm is seen as corrupt judges, the corrupt judges. Judges in Israel context is the Shoftim, as the previous Torah reading and feeding one of the previous ones. Judges and officers shalt thou make in all thy gates. Shoftim with Shotarim. So the Shoftim and the Shotarim shall you make judges and officers. So here in Psalm 82, Mizmor Pei Beit, Mizmor Pei Vet, Mizmor Pei Beit, the Hebrew letters that also serve in the alphanumeric value for Psalm 82, Psalm LXXXII. Now, as we've reasoned on before, but it's important because there's a lot of philosophies surrounding the evening psalm, Psalm 82, particularly because of verse 6. I said, ye are gods, all of you are sons of the Most High. And then people run off with their goddamn ideas, you know, that God this kind of God and gods and all this kind of crazy stuff. But not really spending the time to study. What's the context? It's a psalm of Kol Yisrael. It's a psalm of Israel. And here is seen a psalm of Asaph. So if you know about this psalm, well, who is Asaph? Who is Asaph? Why does it say a psalm of Asaph? And then in the KJV, let's get the KJV, King James Version. I would like to do this because the Hebrew sometimes kind of brings out some areas. The English translation of the Hebrew sometimes brings out a little clearer or more of the Hebraic idea. So we want to get the KJV, the King James Version. What do we have? Okay, here we go. Get KJV right here for the evening psalm. Because here we're going to seek to just grind here on the mic for a moment and link the 51st sabbatical study, Mitzvahim, with the evening psalm for the third day of the Shavuot, the third day of the strong, the third day of the week that is called in the Western Gentile world, it's called Tuesday. All right, so here, Psalm 82. Psalm 82 begins off KJV version. So grab your pen, your paper, your sacred scripture, B-I-B-L-E, bring a willing and attentive mind. Yes, I. So here's Psalm 82, a psalm of Asaph. It reads, God standeth, there, this 51st sabbatical study, Nitzabim. Nitzabim in the Hebrew, because the im ending, the yod mim ending, the im ending has a kind of a plural sense. It's like one's standing. So what's the context here in the 51st sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, for this Shavua, for this strong with Nitzabim, one standing, and the evening psalm for the third day, Psalm 82, Mizmor Pei Beit. Here it says in the first verse, God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods. Now, linking this verse here with the sixth verse that says, I have said, ye, y'all, are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. Now, there's a lot of, as we said already, a lot of philosophies on, you know, what's the meaning of Elohim, and was it one Elohim, or there was many Elohim, and is it talking about God, or God's gods, or some angels, so forth and so on. Well, firstly and foremostly, in the Hebrew context, the Psalm 82, the interpretation of the psalm, the chant, and every verse that's contained, all the subtexts, right? Here, just looking at the overview of the supertext, the overall view, the interpretation of the psalm, it depends upon the meaning that's attached to the Hebraic word Elohim, Elohim, Hailahim, the power, which sometimes is translated as God in the singular and other time as gods because of how it's used in the Hebrew scripture. So the interpretation of the psalm, it depends upon the meaning that's attached to the word Elohim in its second occurrence in verse 1. So here we got to go to the Hebrew, Mizmor Pei Beit, Mizmor Le'asaf, Mizmor Achan, Isis, Psalm, Mizmor Le'asaf, of Asaph. He was one of the choristers, the choir and the order of the Levites, and we could say of the priesthood, was regulated during the time of great King David, Dawit. And so he is one of the choristers and the leaders, Menatseah. And we have the Menatseah to the chief musician, one of the musician, one of the musical leaders, right? So a psalm of Asaph. Here, the first verse, Elohim, Nitzav, Ba Edat El, Be Kerev, Elohim, Yishpot. Elohim, Nitzav, standeth, Nitzav, Ba Edat, in the congregation, in the Edat, right? The Edat, or the, some might announce it as Adat, Ba Adat, Ba Edat El, in the congregation or the witness. The word comes from, you know, the root, the ad, this guttural sound, ad, ba, dot, el. It comes from the root word and the idea meaning to witness, the testimony, the witnesses, the testimony. But here, translation brings it out as congregation, congregation. KJV says, of the mighty. Here's what's interesting, because in the Hebrew it says, ba, edat, el, 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 the root of Elohim, from the old Semitic, Shemitic, ayale, which comes from even the more older Shemitic, hayale, as we have hayel, 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 as in hayle selassie, the power, the might, get it, the mighty. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. Elohim nitzav ba edat el. So here we have Elohim in the first instance is speaking of the heavenly judge Elohim, right? Elohim, the heavenly judge. Now Elohim means the powers. It means the powers. But whenever used in the Hebrew scriptures, among the Israelites and the Hebrews to refer to HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, to the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, the verb is always singular, mostly, majority. The verb is singular. The verb is singular. But even within the study of Elohim and how it's used in the Hebrew scripture, what it reveals is HaShalush HaKadosh, or the Holy Trinity. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, He who He be, the One, the One. So the singularity of Elohim in its use with Yahweh, 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 is because of the verb. The verb is the tell. The verb, as in the beginning, Bereshith Elohim bara Hashemayim ve'et ha'aretz. Bereshith Elohim et ha-shemayim ve-et ha-aretz. Yes. So Elohim nitzav ba-edat el. So Elohim standeth nitzav ba-edat el in the congregation, the witness, the testimony, here for Tuesday testify, the edat ba-edat in the edat of el. Of el. Now, el in the Hebrew refers to the all-powerful, the almighty. El corresponds in its meaning and from its Shemitic root to Hayel, as we have Hayel in the sense of power, and in the is construct, we have Hayle or Hayle. Hayle in the Ge'ez is the power of. So that means it's somewhat incomplete in the Hayle sense, the power of what? In the Hayel sense, it is complete. If we say Hayle, Hayle is different than Hayle. Hayle and Hayle. Hayle means my power. Hayle. Hayle in the good is the power of. So we have Hayle Selassie, the power of the Trinity. We have like Hayle Mariam, the power of Mary. That's sort of idea right there. So here, the L is referring to the Most High, the Almighty. The next part of the verse says, Bikarev Elohim, Bikarev, B by way of Karev. Karev, or some would say it as Bikarev, 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 in the midst, the Karev, being very close, very near. Karev, Karev, Bikarev El. in the midst. Elohim Yishpot, in the midst of the judges, he judges. In the midst of the judges, he judges. This is bringing out the Hebrew sense. KJV right here says, he judges among the gods. He judges among the gods. But then it says that God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. So basically, not to get into more of the linguistic Hebrew details at length right here, it's inconsistent. The translation there is inconsistent because there's an idea that needs to be understood in this Hebrew context. So bringing out this idea in this Hebrew context, we have to get to the meaning attached to the word Elohim. The true Targum or Targum interpretation would bring it out as judges, judges. Accordingly, El, Ha, the El, Ha, El, Hayel, the supreme judge, the almighty, calls the administrators of justice in Yisrael to account for failing to discharge their office equitably. And this here all links with that previous Torah portion, the previous Torah portion on Shoftim. Hold on, brothers and sisters, let's just go right here and get the chart right here, Kohet the 51st. So when did we have Shoftim? When did we have Shoftim? We had Shoftim, right, was the 48th. The 48th sabbatical study is known as Shoftim. Shoftim, and the areas in Torah to refer to for the context of the Shoftim, the judges, and their connection with being called the Elohim. The Shoftim, the judges, are agents of Ha Elohim, of the power of Yahweh, and therefore they are to judge by his directions, instructions. We're going to bring that out as well right here. Well, Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 18, that's the Torah portion, the 48th Torah portion. We had judges, judges. Just a little more right here. Now, there's some alternative interpretations of Elohim. Some interpret Elohim as angels. Some of the modern scholars think that what we have here in Psalm 82 is a heavenly assize, like a heavenly assembly, before which tutelary gods of heathen, of other Gentile nations and other nationalities and people, the gods of all these peoples are summoned for permitting acts of violence against the innocent. This is kind of like an idea that they bring, that the God, the true God, will bring all the, like, the tutelary gods, the false gods all together and judge the other gods who are no gods, who don't exist, for what? No. Opposed to this interpretation is the sentence in Psalm 82. There's a sentence. Since we have a court proceeding here in Psalm 82, theme corrupt judges, corrupt shoftim, corrupt judges arraigned. So there's a sentence passed upon the accused. We find that in verse 7 where it says, ye all shall die like men. But yet these men are here called Elohim. So what's the connection? Well, ye shall die like men. This is the sentence passed upon the accused. This idea and the idea that connects this with angels or gods of other nations, other peoples or whatever, you know, is all foreign to the Hebrew and the Hebraic thought. Now, in support of the true reading of the psalm, there is a close parallel to the scene that we have here in Psalm 82 to that which is found in Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 3, verse 14. And there are circumstances in today's evening psalm that are the same as we find in LVIII, as we find in Psalm 58. So the word standeth is what we're going to zoom in on. Elohim standeth. Elohim nitzav. Nitzav. the Torah reading and feeding here, the 51st, is Nitzabim, Nitzabim. So Nitzab, even Nitzab is in a singular sense. It doesn't say Elohim Nitzabim, it says Elohim Nitzab, singular. So Elohim standeth in the congregation, Ba'edat El, in the congregation of the Almighty. The word standeth here, Nitzab, the verb is not the usual one that denotes the opposite of sitting. It could have used the word amad, amad, or omad, to stand, omad, amd, amad, omad, but it doesn't use that. It uses nitzab, because nitzab, it conveys the idea of taking up a position for a solemn, a set apart, a special purpose. Where do we find this? We find this in Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 29. In Deuteronomy chapter 29. So where are we right here? We had 29 and 10. And when we get to 29 and 9, 29 and 10, here is the connection. The connection of the Nitzab and Nitzabim, this peculiar type of standing, is for Israel, Yisrael, the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, to ratify, to put into effect Ha-Berit, to put into effect the covenant. Zooming in on Judges, the Hebrew uses the term Elohim. King James Version says gods, but the Hebrew context of the Elohim, translated by King James Version as gods, Hebraically, since it's a Hebrew psalm, refers to the Shoftim. How do we know this? By studying HaTorah, studying the Torah. Exodus chapter 21, verse 6. Exodus chapter 22, verses 7, verse 8, and verse 27. Again, Exodus chapter 21, verse 6. Exodus chapter 22, verses 7, 8, and 27. Also in First Samuel chapter 2, verse 25. The word Elohim, Hebraically, in the Hebrew context, in the Hebrew mind, the word Elohim, it occurs in a judicial connection, in a judicial connection, even from the very beginning. There's two main usages of the word Elohim with Yahweh, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be His name. One is as the Creator, the attribute of the Creator. He who He be, the One, He be the powers, all the powers, the attributes, even the attributes displayed in the first book of Moshe and the first chapter in the creation. So the Elohim name is the Creator name of He who be, who He be, Yahweh, as well as it's the judicial name, the supreme judge name. So Elohim, the two main usages in the Hebrew in connection with the Holy One, blessed be He, is with the creation and the Creator name, Elohim Ha Elohim Ha'ilahim, the power, the powers, and with the judge. So on the principle from Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 17, and we're pointing to this to say, check out the English, but also check out a good interlinear Bible. There's a lot of different Bible sites on the internet. There's also some very good, useful Bible softwares. We're right now using and liking the My Sword, My Sword, My Sword software right there. But check it out also in the Hebrew and look for the key words. So in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 17, there's the principle. The principle is that the judgment is Elohim's. Therefore, the men of Yisrael, the B'nai Yisrael, the men who administer justice, tzedek, terdof, justice, thou shalt follow, tzedek, terdof, justice, tzedek, being brought out as justice. Also elsewhere, it links with righteous and what's right, righteous. Tzedek, justice, terdof. shall you radaf. Radaf also means to pursue. In some contexts of translations, like the pursue, or like you run down, like you're pursuing someone, or you're pursuing after, or someone's pursuing after you, or you are running it down. Even in a sense, it can have the sense of to persecute. David in the Psalms speaks about, you know, rodafai, his persecutors, those who were seeking to hunt him down and run him down. They were pursuing him. But the sense here is that justice, that which is tzedek, as in Melchizedek, tzedek, the king of righteousness, of justice, we should pursue. We should be hot on the heels of what is justice. So the men, the shoftim, the judges, who are called to administer ha-Elohim's justice, are considered to be his agents. They are his agents. I know how his agents. And therefore, they exercise a Elohim. They exercise the Elohim function. And as such, they have his name, Shemo, and the Hashem attached to them. This is the root context of the evening psalm, Psalm 82. And following it through, it will bring into context verse 6. I have said ye are gods, that you are judges, you are shoftim. Another important point is that when Elohim is used in connection with the shoftim or the judges of the B'nai Yisrael or the Beta Israel, it's not used in a singular sense. It's used in a collective sense. So it's not that if there's three judges, each judge is their own Elohim. Nah, that's nonsense. No. But because they are the agents of Ha Elohim, of Yahweh, of Yahweh, of the true God of Jehovah, they are to judge it according to Ha Elohim. So collectively, they are Elohim. So just that's a point right there. I mean, the only rare example we have in the scripture, one of the rare examples where an individual man is called a Elohim is the case of Moshe, Rabbeinu, is the case of Moses. Moses is told by Yahweh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is told that he has been made an Elohim to Paro, an Elohim to Pharaoh, and that his brother, his Ach, Aaron, is his prophet or is his mouthpiece. So we have that example of an individual being called Elohim in that context. But here, in connection with Psalm 82, Jah is basically looking out against his sons, against I and I ancestors, the sons who took upon ourselves the yoke, the discipline of HaTorah, and failed to carry it out, and the consequence of such failure. So just a couple of words right there. We're going to segue after this to the Nitzavim connection, just building right here on the first verse of Psalm 82, the evening psalm, and just going to ride up with a brief here, in your ear, bringing the English forward right after this. Testify.
I'm going to testify.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor Pevet.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el.
He judgeth among the gods.
Bekerev Elohim
yishpot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. defend the poor and fatherless, do justice to the afflicted and needy, deliver the poor and needy, rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. 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 Inherit all nations.
I'm going to testify.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts.
As with the Shoftim and the Bnei Yisrael before I and I have that new name, that precious name, that new name upon I and I. Just walk it out and walk it up. Live it up. Yes, sir.
Defend the right.
The rights of the poor right there. And this tune right here called This Generation really brings out another Rhema tune, like a right now tune that brings out the evening chant right here, 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 Psalm 82, where the corrupt judges of Jah people are arraigned, arraignment, here, 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 Rosh Shiloh, this generation.
Something about this generation, they're not like us, they love to fuss. Something about this generation, they're often dangerous. Something about this generation, their attitude stinks, they won't get far. Something about this generation, when we say peace, they say war. People often lose control for material things. They sell their souls, blinded by vanity. See their best friends as enemies, not remembering the love from His Majesty. Oh, something about this generation, they're not like us, they love to cuss. Something about this generation, all been dangerous. Something about this generation, their attitude stinks, they won't get far. Something about this generation, when we say peace, they say war. Sticky, sticky situation I see, enemies on the rise, brutal and evil, devil in the sky. They cut, they fight, war and terror they play. Big guns, long knives, they shed in blood every day. Something about this generation, they're not like us, they love to fuss. Something about this generation, they're often dangerous. Oh, something about this generation, their attitude stinks, they won't get far. Something about this generation, when we say peace, they say war. Help your brother out and don't delay. Please help him today, for he can change from his evil ways. Oh, something about this generation, they're not like us, they love to cuss. Something about this generation, they're often dangerous. Oh, something about this generation.
Something about this generation, yes I, well, we said that's a Rhema tune, especially for a Psalm 82, to whom it's speaking to, you know, receive it. Yes, I, repent fully. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, 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 Shabbat, Shabbat table talk, a little chat right here on this 51st. Now, we have 54 in the cycle, and whenever we come to these numbers right here, we're coming to the end of the year, looking forward to September 6th, the lunar cycle of the Shana of the year, fulfilling there, and September 11th, the solar right there, there, there. Very interesting, the holy dates and the correspondence and the signs of the time right here. But first thing first, let's just grind a little bit on Nitzavim. So we made the connection with Psalm 82 and a word that might just seem like, you know, just redundant, stand. Okay, God stand in the congregation of the mighty. No biggie. Well, it's not a biggie if you don't study. But if you study, you recognize that it is a biggie. And to bring out why is it important, well, nitzavim, one's standing. Tim, y'all standing. In the previous sabbatical study, we had Ki Tabo, Gebahim Gizeh, Bamarinya, and the King of Kings in heart, but at the foundation, the Hebrew, Ki Tabo, when you enter in, when you become in, when you enter in. Moses, he warned the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, that obedience to Yahweh, he who be, who he be, would bring baraka, blessing, you say increase, abundance, baraka, whereas disobedience would bring a litany of dreadful curses and consequences, including the prospect of being scattered among the Goye Haaretz, among the other nations and the nationalities of the earthly plane, being scattered among the nations in exile. Well, here, was this about 2 years, going on 3 years after the 400 years? Well, we see how this has applied, that the word is right and accurate. Now, in this sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong here at the 51st, Moshe, he formally gathers all the people together to deliver them a final solemn appeal. We can say that in Deuteronomy, we have Moshe giving like a farewell. Moses giving a farewell address. He's speaking to a new generation because their parents, their forefathers, immediate forefathers were found to be unworthy to enter in. And because of Moshe's appeal for mercy, Jah wanted to destroy them because they even slandered the good land, the Toba, Ethiopia. They even slandered the good land, and Jah was about to destroy them and make a great nation out of Moshe, an Ethiopian Hebrew, a Hebrew Ethiopian nation, since we see his sister and his brother complaining, at least his sister, mainly about his Ethiopian wife. So right there, that Hebrew-Ethiopian connection was already right there, which I said, stand back, Moses. Let me destroy this people. But Moses, Moshe, Rovenu, he went to advocate. He went to advocate for the children of Israel, and he got their sentence kind of commuted, you know, instead of immediate destruction. They would wander a year for a day because of the 10 spies, the 10 tourists, the 10 spies that spied out the land and brought back a bad report about the Africanite land that discouraged the hearts of that generation. So here, Moses is speaking to a new generation. He's speaking to the children who the parents were like, they were bugging out. The parents were saying like, oh, if we go to Africa, I mean, if we go to the land, you know, them Africans and you know what they'll do to us and blah, 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 blah. It sounds a lot like what also happened to our generations over here, especially in the 80 plus years, you know, since the land grant was given to I, we the black people of the world through the Ethiopian Wealth Federation Incorporated. But according to glory of his majesty, for my part, I glory in the Bible. So let's get into this glory right here. So Moses, after gathering all the people together, he's giving them a final right here in Deuteronomy chapter 29, verses 10 to Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 20. Moses is giving a final solemn appeal to Jah people and to this new generation to uphold Jah's covenant. To, you know, covenant is a contract. It's like a contract. You know, if you do this and this, then I will do this and this. It seems kind of straightforward. You agree? Yes. I want that and I'll do this and you give me that. That was basically it. But this is the challenge to us even to this very day. right? And His Majesty even says in His own words, He says His advice to all. When asked what is His advice to young people, His advice to all is to fulfill the 10 words, basically to fulfill Jah's covenant. Obedience. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. Obedience to this covenant, in Amharic, we call it the Gal. Gal in Amharic means word, and Kidan has a sense of cover, like that which cover, like a word agreement, a word that covers something. In Hebrew, we use the term berit, 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 all right? So obedience to this covenant would formally ratify. Now, ratify is like putting in an effect, making it righteous, in effect, would ratify the people, Jah people, as Jah's chosen nation. So they were already Jah's people, but now they would become He who be, who he be's chosen nation. So in other words, the covenant, the commandments, the statutes and ordinances and the judgments, basically that was a constitution that Jah was giving to the children of Israel freely, somewhat like the constitution given to the children of the Ethiopians. Jah is the same today, yesterday, forever. So obedience to this covenant would formally ratify, put in effect, that Jah people now are Jah's chosen nation. Nation. You hear a lot of ones talk about nationhood. We need to become a nation and nationality, a nation and nationality, and all these kind of crazy ideas. But then what's right in front of our face, the terms and conditions. Subject to the terms and conditions that previously have been stated. And these apply to all future generations. So it is possible for one generation of the children of Israel to actually fall out of the covenant. And then if their children, right, don't go in their parents' mixed up moods and attitudes, they will be that generation who, according to the terms and conditions previously stated, would receive the baraka. Call Yisrael, all of Israel, would be bound to the terms of the covenant for all time, for all time. Moshe then warned that anyone who attempted to be exempted, Moses, Rabbeinu, he had warned that anyone who attempted to be exempted from the terms of Habrit, of the Kal Kidan, the word agreement, would be blotted out from the earth. Moreover, if the entire nation, if the whole nation broke the covenant, broke the word agreement, the land itself would be made desolate and the people exiled. Have we seen this in modern times? Yes. Since the rebellion against the King of Kings, the godless and creeping coup, even in Ethiopia. I mean, what they said that His Majesty caused the famine? I mean, even His Majesty asked them, Gurmawi Ngus Nagas, who causes famine, God or man? Doesn't Psalm 68, the psalm that has Jah in it, and the psalm that says Ethiopia stretch forth her hands to God, doesn't it say that the rebellious people dwell in a dry land? Jah is the same today, yesterday, forever. Moreover, if the entire nation broke the covenant, the land itself would become desolate and the people exiled, the people one way or the other would get out. In another area of scripture says that the land would spit them out. So we have after the rebellion against Negus and Neges, the Ethiopia, the King of Kings of Ethiopia, for the first time in known recorded history, and the people of the East, especially the Ethiopians and other peoples, have a very long history. We don't know of any other time when there was such an exile. So we can and should put this together as well. Since Ethiopia was that nation that Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, was speaking of. So if the entire nation broke the covenant, the land itself will become desolate and the people exiled. I know we play this kind of audio, you know, kind of frequently. We're going to do some remixes of it. But just keep it alive and direct, at least the first part. No, let's hear the whole thing right here, here, here. Here we're going to play the whole thing right here, the advice, right, the advice on the Ten Commandments from the mouth of Amphit and the Goose and the Guest, Kanamawi Haile Selassie, Hidor.
Imperial Majesty, as a mature Christian, have you a special word for young people of these days?
በዚህ ቀን እኛ ግዛት ውስጥ ያለው ሁሉ ነው የምንናገረው.
On this occasion, I address also all those within our empire. Our Christianity is not restricted to a given church, and I stress above all that we do not wish to make distinctions. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and can elaborate on it. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
No, right there, Hazmasi links the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments, or the Ten Words, Hebraically as they are known, is the core. Was the first thing that John Jehovah had given them. As we often say, it's really all about those Ten Words called the Ten Commandments. All the rest of what we find throughout the Torah is commentary, case study. You know, for example, here's how the principle of the Ten Words applies to this situation or to that situation. All the rest is basically commentary on those Ten Words. And when His Majesty was asked, when Garamawi Nagus Nagas, when John Hoy was asked, what is the advice to young people? He said, well, advice to all. But in giving that advice to all, including young people, he said to fulfill the Ten Commandments. And then he spoke about the nation, the connection with the nation. Why is that important in the Ethiopian context, in the context of the King of Kings, Haile Selassie? Because of the word we have in Matthew Gospel, Matthew chapter 21, verse 43, where Yeshua HaMoshiach, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christ, the Son, in the first Advent said, therefore say I to you, the kingdom of Elohim shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. See, a proper context on this, this is what we even reason on. They don't even have to debate. No debate about it. They can want to debate it. Some of our ain't right Israelite brothers, they may want to debate on this and, you know, about the Israelites of Ethiopia. But let's be clear. According to Matthew's gospel, Yeshua HaMoshiach, who is he speaking to here? When Yeshua said to them, did y'all never read in the scriptures? He's saying, are you ignorant? That means reading must have been important. Reading, education is the key. Yeshua even 2,000 years ago said, did y'all never read in the scriptures? I'd like to say, can't you read? Haven't you read this before? You must have read this. That means, you know, we don't have people talking about, oh, I'm illiterate. I can't read. No, reading was very fundamental then, as it is now. Did y'all never read in the scriptures? The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head. In Hebrew, the word for head is rosh pinna, the head of the corner. In the Amharic is ras, the good is ris, basically word sound, one and the same. The same has become the head, the ras, the rosh of the corner. This is Adonai's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. That's verse 42. And in verse 43, he says, therefore. See, therefore, whenever you come across therefore, when you begin, if somebody gives you a quote and the quote begins with therefore, know that before there, right, there's something before there. So connect therefore with what came before. So because of what Yeshua just said right there, quoting Psalm 118, right? He says, therefore, say I to you, the kingdom of Exavia, the sustainer of Elohim, shall be taken from you. He is speaking to the B'nai Yehuda, the children of Judah. He's speaking to the Yehudi, the Jews, even to the black Jews of that first century time. By and large, he is speaking to that remnant of Israel that was still in the land. the 10 tribes of Israel had already gone into, you know, gone away, right? There was this Judah. Judah was like the last of the Judahites, the last of the Jedi, the Judahites. And now he's saying to them, the kingdom of Elohim is going to be taken from y'all. So he's speaking to the Jews, the Yehudi, the tribe of Judah that was in Judea, and saying that the kingdom of Elohim, of God, shall be taken from you. So who is it going to be given to? He says, given to a nation, bringing forth the fruits thereof. Given to who? What? A nation. This now points to the prophetic impact and the prophetic trajectory of those areas that we have in scripture, like in Psalm 68, verse 31, princes shall come out of Egypt, Ethiopia shall stretch forth her hands to Elohim, to God. This man was born there with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Psalm 87, verse 4, also in the prophets, Zephaniah 2 and 12, ye Ethiopians also shall be slain by my sword. That applies, especially the godless and creeping coup and the careless Ethiopians. But then if you read the next chapter, it said from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, connecting the diaspora even with this nation, Ethiopia, because of what the Messiah says, Jesus, Yeshua, says in Matthew 21 and 43, that the kingdom of Elohim would be taken from Judah and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. Now, this does not mean that because it's taken from these Jews over there, it's going to be given to just a totally strange people. No, because of Solomon, the Queen of Sheba, and because of the Israelites of Ethiopia and the kingly tribe, the ruling tribe, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, right? But in Ethiopia, in this nation, that nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. So the fruits that Jah was looking for from the children of Israel, he got it from that nation known as Ethiopia at that time, right? To a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. Verse 44, and whosoever shall fall on this stone, now he's connecting it again with Psalm 118. That he asked them, didn't they ever read it? Did they never read in the scripture, right? And whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken. Now that brings us to another aspect of the prophetic word and prophecy, even in Daniel. In Daniel, when it talks about the stone that was cut out of the mountain without hands, and this connection with the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, but more on that. And whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken. But on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. Now, the last two verses, just to put the context on this. And when the chief priests and the Pharisees, the religious leaders, and we're speaking to y'all, today's EOTC, right? And when the chief priests and Pharisees had heard his parables, they perceived that he spake of them. But when they sought to lay hands on him, they feared the multitude because they took him for a prophet. So we get to see the context right there. And how does this connect with Nitzavim here? Because of this word here that Moses is reminding a new generation, even I, and even Jababies, you know, share this message, share this, repost this message, these messages. Especially for the youths, those coming forward, your babies right here, because that's who he's speaking to here. The parents who experienced that Exodus and all the signs and miracles that he had done, they still murmured, grumbled, mixed up mood and attitudes until Jah sought to destroy them if it was not for Moshe plea bargaining for them. So instead of being destroyed immediately, they just wandered to death in the wilderness. But the good news for them was that their clothing and their shoes didn't wear out. Isn't that good? Isn't that good news? Lost, found, black and brown people, children of Israel, isn't that good news? Even though you're not in the promised land, your clothing is crisp. You got good clothing, your shoes. See, that's the interesting thing about the scripture. Other brothers and other camps and and other mansions have proven many things concerning, you know, whether they be black Jews, whether they be Old Testament or New Testament, the Hebrew Israelites, Messianic, so forth and so on. But many have brought out good points amongst I and I people. In my father's house, there's many mansions. But what about the psychological aspects? When you start to look at the psychological aspects, when John was saying that, well, their clothing and their shoes did not wear out, I had to lift up my head from Torah, from the scrolls, and say, Chang. You know, those are things that you can't fake. You can't whitewash that. It's just a fact. It's a part of the soul of the people. But we have to do better to Teshuva. We got to repent of these things that keep us going astray and return, do a 180 to Yahweh, truth and life. So Moses, right, he then prophesied that when later generations would ask about the meaning of the exile of Yehuda, of Judah, and the Jews, especially we, the black Jews, and of Israel overall in general, they would be told that it was a direct result of breaking the covenant that Moshe was mediating with them this very day. And I have to say this as my testimony in Rastafari. One of the first words I heard was from some of the elders in Benjamin, in Jamaica, Yaman, right, who had said, I think it was Sam Brown, I remember there was a list, and one of the first things, it had like 3 to 5 things on the list, like who are we, what are our basic precepts, you know, like certain groups have just these main 3 or 5 points, or some would have 7, but I think it was like, it was like 3 to 5 points, I recall. One of the first ones was that we as Rastafari is that new name, but we are the children of Israel who have ended up in the exile under these Europeans, European, white people, Gentiles, so forth and so on, because we broke the covenant that we are the children of Israel. We have a new name, a precious name, but the true inner identity remains the same. So here, when future generations would ask about the meaning of the exile, the meaning of the diaspora, the meaning of being in the Americas and the Caribbean for more than 400 years, what should they be told? Because of white supremacy. What? That's not even a true statement. Yeah, it's a lie. Yes, it exists. A lie does exist, but a lie is not true, even if it's real. A lie can be real, but not true. But what are they to be told? They were to be told that it was a direct result of breaking the covenant. And that's one of the first words I heard from the Rastafari elders, that yes, Rastafari, new name, precious name, but we as black people are the children of Israel. And the reason why we have come down in this judgment is because we, through our ancestors, had broke the covenant, same covenant that Moshe was mediating with them this very day or that very day. However, in the end of days, now let's put a context on this end of days, because when people hear end of days, they think a lot of things. The Hebrew context of the end of days, it'll be the end of the days of our exile. It'll be the end of the days of we being the tail instead of the head. It'll be the end of the times of the Gentiles, the times of the nation states, the times of the Anglo-American, this system of things. That's what we mean by the end of the days or the end of their days. In the end of days, after the people, Jah people, had experienced tribulation, have Jah people, especially here in the Americas and Caribbean, over 400 years, experienced tribulation, trials and tribulation, that after Jah people had experienced tribulation, Yisrael, Israel, would return to Yahweh, Yahweh, to he who be, who you be. Verse, Jehovah, your power, will restore your fortunes and have compassion on you, and he will gather you again from all the peoples where Jehovah, your power, has scattered you. If your outcasts shall be at the ends of the heavens, from there will Jehovah your power, Chaylahim, gather you and bring you back, bring you forward to the land. that your fathers, your patriarchs have possessed. And Jehovah, your power, will circumcise your heart. Well, look, this is Old Testament, right? I heard people talking about, like, in the New Testament, Rav Shaul, Rabbi Saul, a.k.a. the Apostle Paul, he's talking about, like, well, it's not just about the circumcision of the flesh. For us as Yehudi, yes, it is. That's part of our covenant keeping. But that's not always the force on these other nations or other people. But he's speaking about the circumcision of the heart. But some of his own people then that he used to run with before he started to run with Yeshua, right, was saying that he was off. But then this is the word from Old Testament. Jehovah, your power will circumcise your heart so you can keep it heartical, and the heart of your offspring so that you will love Jehovah, your power, with all your heart and with all your soul, that y'all may live. Now, this is an important word here, because who will circumcise I and thy heart? I mean, if a man tries to circumcise the next man's heart, it might kill the man. Kill the man. I mean, what you going to cut off? But it says, Jehovah, your power, will circumcise your heart and the heart of your offspring. But now here, let us read it a little with comprehension. Why? So that you will love Jehovah, your power. Makes you agitate for a moment. Sometimes people want to love Jah, but they may find it hard to love Jah. Perhaps it's because their heart is still uncircumcised. It's interesting because he said that Jehovah, your power, will circumcise. He didn't say the rabbis or priests or the pastor will circumcise your heart and heart. No, that Jehovah will do that. Why? So that you will love Jehovah, your power, with all your heart. Cut away the fat. Cut away the foreskin of your heart, right? So you can love Jehovah, your power, with all your heart, heartically, and with all your soul, your psyche, with all of she, that you, that y'all, I and I all may live. Now here, Nitzavim, this Torah reading and feeding, it fulfills with an appeal. It comes to the fulfillment or end in this cycle right here, with an appeal to practice HaTorah and its commandments. What is said, what do they say about practice? Practice makes what? Practice makes perfect. To practice the Torah, HaTorah, John's direction, instruction. And for some of y'all that want to say, oh, that's Old Testament, we're in the New Testament. You know, the Torah is in the New Testament. Oh, I forgot. You don't read Hebrew. Are you one of my people? You have to look at it. You see, what's wrong with the New Testament is that people who were not of our people, the wild olives, were grafted into a native tree for a time, a dispensation, so that our ancestors could do their time. So other people were brought in. Right? Now that we know who we are again, right, we have to have our heart and our mind circumcised, cut off all that Gentile, the crazy stuff, and let's get to what it really says. To practice HaTorah. In fact, I just point to a verse right here. Let me just share this right here. And we're going to write today's daily psalm. We're just going to grind for a moment just to make a connection, because the year here is almost fulfilled. And, you know, to give a groundation to I and I people and to I and I. Romans, the epistle to the Romans, right? Romans chapter 8, right? It says this right here from KJV. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in the Messiah Yeshua, or Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit, the Iris. Now, in these next three verses, this speaks on the new law, translated from the Hebrew Torah, of the Spirit, delivers, makes righteous. Verse 2, for the law, the Torah, of the Spirit of life, of liberty, in Christ Jesus, in Moshiach, Yeshua, hath made me, I free from the law, HaTorah, of sin and death. You see, the Torah of sin and death. Remember, we began off in its reasoning speaking about the previous Torah, Ki Tavo, the 50th, where Moshe tried to warn the sons of Israel that obedience to Jehovah will bring baraka, blessing, abundance, whereas disobedience would bring like a whole slew, a whole rap sheet, right, of dreadful curses and consequences, right, that would include the prospect and for us the actuality of being scattered among the other nations of this earthly plane. See, that right there is the sin and death. Because, see, the Torah, the direction, instruction was to do this, but if you don't do this, this is also written here, this will happen. So the law, the Torah of the Spirit, the Irit of life in the Messiah Yeshua hath made me, hath made I free from the Torah of sin and death. For what the law, HaTorah, could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, through the carnal mind, the carnal minds of the people. Ha Elohim, sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, for uckery, condemned sin, uckery in the flesh. Why? That the righteousness of the law, that the what? The righteousness of the law, of HaTorah, might be fulfilled. What does Matthew say? To fulfill, notice, Matthew was asked, what's his advice to young people? He says, my advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. He could have pointed to a lot of different areas of scripture, but he pointed to that same area that John Jehovah pointed to when he first covenanted with his people. That the righteousness of HaTorah might be fulfilled where? In us. Somewhere else, over there, somewhere, over in Ethiopia, over in Africa, somewhere else. No, in us, wherever I and I be, that the righteousness of HaTorah, child's direction, instruction, might be fulfilled in I and I, who walk, let's say for I and I tried, who tried not after the flesh, not after the carnal mind. That's what we have to chant, I and I want, no carnal mind, but after the spirit, but after the Irit. So when ones try to say, oh, Torah this, they don't even know what Torah they're talking about. But here, the appeal is to practice HaTorah and its commandments. The covenant obligations are not too difficult. The covenant obligations, covenant obligations, what we are obliged to do, as outward acts, but more importantly, as inward states of heart and mind, are not too difficult, and they are not so esoteric. It's not esoteric. A lot of us don't spook you out. Something just basic. Love your brother as you love yourself. I mean, what's so esoteric about that? You have to go into a yoga pose for that? John, covenant obligation are not too difficult or esoteric for them, for I and I, but completely within their and I reach, in the eye and I and I reach. Since why? Lamaze. Since they are a matter of the heart, hartikali, a matter of the heart, and are known by the heart, the hartical decision to obey, to hear and obey Yahweh, hey, Yahweh, he who be with his divine majesty. Moshe, he makes a final appeal. What's Moses' final appeal? I call heaven, the heavens and the earth, to witness against you today. Chan. Think about that. Moses could have called anybody. Maybe he could call an angel or somebody like that. But, well, who he called? He called heaven and earth. Check it out, brothers and sisters. It's the same heavens. It's the same earth. So those same heavens and the earth, they know the truth. Ask them. I call the heavens and the earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Maybe this is why the storms be happening, these kind of interesting storms, right? And it seems to be working in Jah people's favor or seeking to wake up Jah people. Because Moses, he called the heavens and the earth to witness. He says, against you, against I and we, but against you today, that I have set before you what? life and death, what blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life, that you and your offspring may live. So the path of life and the liberty is to love he who be, who he be, his divine majesty, and to obey his voice, his vocal. Have you heard? Have you heard?
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
That's
the
right.
Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments of the Ten Commandments. Elaborate on hand. Elaborate on hand. Elaborate on hand.
Let's elaborate on it.
If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
Here. There's a couple of the Parsha questions for this sabbatical study right here. What does the word Nitzabim? This is Shabbat Nitzabim. This is the seven days come up to the seventh day, the Shabbat, for Shabbat Nitzabim. Nitzabim, standing, one standing. Nitzabim. What does it mean, Habarim? We find this in Deuteronomy chapter 29 and 10. Nitzabim, it means standing. More directly, it means one standing. You know, like Hebrew is an interesting language. The pronoun we is anachnu is we. If I say anachnu nitzabim, I'll be saying like we are standing, anachnu nitzabim. And because the word is a plural word sense, it can be used in that context. So here it means one's standing. Standing, the sense one standing. It's from the verb natab. Natab in the ancient pointing, natab in ancient pointing, natab. Modern Hebrew, natav, nitzavim. Ancient nitzabim. So from the root natab, as we have in Psalm 82, Mizmor Fe Beit, the first verse, Elohim nitzav ba'edat el. Translation, KJV, God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. Elohim nitzav ba'edat el. Elohim standeth in the congregation of El, of the all-powerful one. So nitzabim means standing from the verb natzav. Natzav means to stand upright, or to be established as a pillar, to be established as a pillar. See, it's unlike the usual word for standing. The usual word for standing, it could have read omrim would be the usual word for standing. The word nitzabim has the idea of strength as well. It's not just any sort of stance. It's like I and I would say, hold your position, Aya, hold your position, right? A powerful stance. Though you will suffer, and I and I have suffered through the trials and tribulations and even the curses for disobedience, in the fulfillment, I and I shall stand. Hailahim, the power, will preserve Yisrael, the covenant. As it's called, the covenant of salt. Where were the people, Jah people, standing? Same verse, Deuteronomy 29 and 10. Where were the people standing? Lifnei Yahuwah, before he who be who he be. Your Elohim, before Elohim, in the presence of Ha'ilahim. What does that mean? I mean, how were they standing in the presence of the Lord their God? Well, the Hebrew context of what this means is in the presence or before the Ark of the Covenant, before the Aron HaBrit, before the Tabot, Hebraically the Aron, before the Aron HaBrit. Before Elohim would mean in the presence of the Ark of the Covenant that was situated in the plains of Moab, just east, the east side of the Jordan River, where Moshe was giving his final address to Yisrael. So who, where, who was present during this invocation, this outcalled assembly? The totality of Jah people, including women, children, sojourners, some strangers, some servants, no one was excluded. Next question, just a couple right here. Why? What? What does the word Nitzavim mean? Where were the people standing? Who was present during the Eli vacation, outcalled assembly? And here, why were they gathered together by Moshe? Why? This brings us to Deuteronomy 29 and 12. Well, Moshe was going to die, and he called Ha'am, Jah people, together for a final warning as well as a ratification of the covenant, putting the covenant into effect. Another why, just one more why right here. Why did Moshe say Hayom, Hayom, Hahu, Hayom? Why did he say today, today? Hailehim, the power. Elohim is establishing you as his nation. Recall what His Majesty says in a Lutheran interview. Take heed, pay attention to what His Majesty says in the Oswald Hoffman, the Lutheran interview concerning the Ten Commandments and the connection that he who be, who ye be, Kedemalah HaSalasi, see with the Ten Commandments and being that people and being that nation. So why did Moshe say today, Elohim is establishing you as his nation? When this had been expressed earlier, this was expressed earlier at Sinai, at the Sinai revelation, Mount Sinai. Sinai, Sina, I think it means thorns, thorny. At the Sinai revelation, right? In Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 13, compare that with Exodus chapter 6, verse 7, and Exodus chapter 19, verse 5. So Moses said today, yet that was already expressed earlier, about 40 years ago. Remember, he's speaking to the children of the generation that wandered to death in the wilderness because they were a bunch of murmurers, complainers, grumblers, you know, embittered people. Well, this is not really clear overtly, but the earlier statements, it becomes clear when we study, the earlier statements were suspended. Why? Due to the uckery, due to the sin, the uckery of the spies, and because of the desert wanderings. Remember, those people that wandered for 40 years, according to what Yahweh, Elohim, you know, had said, he was going to destroy them right there. But Moses very wisely selected some of the attributes of he who be who he be. That's what Jah, Jehovah, Yahweh means, that selected some of the 13 attributes and appealed basically to the mercy side of Jehovah. That's why Jehovah said to Moses, I will do this thing because of the word that you have spoken. It's kind of ironic because, as Moses tells it, it's because of these people that he's not entering into the land. Remember, these are the same people that he had begged for and appealed for and advocated for. Perhaps that is why Jah said, well, I will forgive them. I will do this thing according to your word. Because Moses, of the 13 attributes, some of the attributes to make his case. You know, almost like somebody taking a mirror to yourself, all right? So some have linked this statement to the entry into the promised land, this idea of today. So we had today, it's like in the psalm that says, today if you will hear his voice. The great thing about the today expressions of Jehovah, the power, is that today is always today. And he who be who he be is always ready. Who else were made parties of this covenant? Who else? Who else was made parties of this covenant? The present parties of the covenant were Jehovah and Amo Yisrael. The parties then of the covenant was Jehovah and the people of Israel. Moses functioned as the mediator. One could say the middleman, but as the mediator, as he's called the Ish HaElohim, the man of the Elohim. But the people present were also represented. They represented their descendants. They represented their descendants. So they represented the future generations of Yisrael, even I and I. Note that unlike the covenant that was given earlier, nearly 40 years ago at Sinai, that was made with the nation as a whole, the language here is in the second person singular. Note that the language that's used here in the Hebrew is in the second person singular, referring to each individual person. It was therefore a personal covenant. In other words, in the Hebrew, as well as the Amharic and Ethiopic and the Afro-Semitic languages, if I say you, I can say you to a male or you to a female or you to you all. In some of the older languages like Hebrew and Gutters, I can say you, you all, and you can tell if I'm speaking to a group of women or am I speaking to mainly a group of men. But here the language changes. And the language is speaking to corporate Israel. It's like Jah is speaking to each man in his individual and his collective capacity. So it's like when Jah is speaking these words, it is to each of I. It's the I and the I and I effect by the language being in the second person singular, referring to each individual, indivisible, dual person, each I and I. Therefore, it was meant to be taken personally, personally. We're going to seal up right here because we have Psalm 140. But what does the Hebrew word arebut, arebut, ancient pointing arebut, modern Hebrew, arevut, 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 arevut. What does this word arevut mean? Arevut means personal. Well, actually, mutual, I and I responsibility. Arevut, arevut, it means mutual, the I and I sense, mutual responsibility. The idea here, the Hebrew idea here in arevut is that the terms of the covenant, the word agreement that were spoken in the singular rather than in the plural. So it could have, the words of the covenant could have been, and to you all, but almost as though Jah is speaking to all of Israel as one man. Now that kind of brings us to the new covenant, even that, the Brit Chadasha sense, that we are many members of one body, and Moshiach is the head, is the Rosh, is the Ras, and we're, you know, the church idea, we're the body, and he is the head, and we all are members of one body, that ancient corporate idea. So arevut, it means mutual responsibility. That's I and I responsibility. The seed is that the terms of the covenant were spoken in the singular rather than the plural. They were directed both vertically toward Elohim, vertically to Elohim, to Xavier, the sustainer, as well as horizontally toward mine and mine and mine. What do we get there? We get the true cross. And here in the season coming up, we have the finding of the true cross in this season. And this is what the arevut, the mutual responsibility, brings out. It is directed both vertically from heaven to earth, Elohim from heaven to earth, as well as horizontally toward man and man. That's why it says in the word, how can we say that we love Elohim, the power, right? The powers that we have not seen with our naked eye, as it were, in the full of fullness, and yet we hate our brother. And you'll notice those areas. So it shows that the relationship that we have vertically with Hashem, we also have to balance that equation with our fellow man and man. And we say man and man, we're saying male and female. Yes, Aya? Yes, I. So each person has a responsibility, arevut, to do what? To live, to be in the liberty and obedience before the community, before the common unity, and as well, arevut, mutual I and I responsibility to help his neighbor, to help his neighbor to do likewise. We have Leviticus 19:17. This Hebrew and scriptural and glory of his majesty, Kamari Haile Selassie idea, is sometimes expressed Hebraically in the Hebrew phrase, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebaze. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebaze. This means that all Israel is responsible for one another. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebaze. Or I and I can say in the new name, Kol Ras Tefari Arevim Zebaze. All I and I is responsible for one another. The concept of Arevut, it entails that you are indeed your brother, your brother's keeper, that I and I indeed be I and I brother's keeper, I and I sister's keeper, we keep one another, we be family. Yes, I. Israel, vibration. Zebaze, one for another. Arevut, call Rastafari. Arevim, Zebaze. Each of I and I Rastafari is responsible for one another. Bamarinya, Eris Beresacho, Eris Beresachu, Eris Beresachin. Yes, I, Rastafari, one another, brothers keeper. Here. It's bringing us right here. Got about 12 minutes before the grace period right here. Grace period of this podcast. We have today's psalm. But so just grind a little bit on this 51st sabbatical study, Nitzabim, and that interesting connection with one standing. And that word that's also found in Psalm 82, and here, the Tuesday evening psalm is Psalm 82, that Nitzav, Natzav, but here, we have Psalm 140, today's daily psalm. So here, going to ride up with a first ear, first hear, but it's to remind ones and ones in the live streaming, calling, or check out the replay. Right, on demand, anytime, anywhere. Probably you could catch it in the early hours sometimes, you know, time. Find the right time. The replays are available. But if you're ready right now, calling, 515-602-9761. That's 515-602-9761. We got 11 minutes right here. Yeah. So here. Today's daily psalm, my first ear.
Deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man. Preserve me from the violent man, which imagine mischiefs in their heart. Continually are they gathered together for war. They have sharpened their tongues like a serpent. Adder's poison is under their lips. Selah. Keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from the violent man, who have purposed to overthrow my going. The proud have hid a snare for me and cords. They have spread a net by the wayside. They have set gins for me. I said unto the Lord, Thou art my God. Hear the voice of my supplications, O Lord. O God the Lord, the strength of my salvation, Thou hast covered my head in the day of battle. Grant not, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Further not his wicked device, lest they exalt themselves. As for the head of those that compass me about, let the mischief of their own lips cover them. Let burning coals fall upon them. Let them be cast into the fire, into deep pits, that they rise not up again. Let not an evil speaker be established in the earth. Evil shall hunt the violent man to overthrow him. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and the right of the poor. Surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name. The upright shall dwell in thy presence, 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 thy presence. Deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man. Preserve me from the violent man, which imagine mischiefs in their heart. Continually are they gathered together for war. They have sharpened their tongues like a serpent. Adder's poison is under their lips. Selah.
crew and hear me now. Bubba the fire gap here, Mr. King Solomon. This fire one thing more, you tell them.
Yes, yes, yes. Today's psalm is about a Kaufman, Psalm 140, Psalm CXL. The Psalm CXL, and it's themed a prayer. What we have right here is a prayer for protection. A prayer for protection. Mizmor Kaufman, Mizmor Kaufman. Here. A prayer for protection. Now, it's generally agreed that the Psalms, CXL, Psalm 140 to CXLIII, Psalm 143, Psalm 140 to 143, they form a distinctive group reflecting the same conditions and possessing many literary, Hebraically speaking, and also in translation, similarities. Although they are attributed to David, Le David, of David to David, in their present form, they evidence a later stage in the Hebrew language, or more correctly, often would be called the Hebrew, but the real name for the language, according to the scripture, is Yehudit. It's actually Yehudit is a name for the language. The people are the Hebrews. Abraham is Ha'ibri. He is that Iritical patriarch that crossed over, you know what I mean, in that sense, from the, like, out of Babylon, like coming out of Babylon, Ur the Chaldees, like coming out of the world and trotting Rastafari. So the language often referred to as Hebrew, but more correctly, Yehudit, we'll get into that. But a later stage, in other words, we have even some more Aramaic, certain Aramaicisms. What it's like is like English. You know how even in the Caribbean, for one who is from like North America and we meet our brothers and sisters in the Caribbean, we hear their accents. It might sound similar to us, but they will say, no, this person's from over there. This person's from over there. Like someone who comes to America and they hear the different accents or English, they'll say, oh, y'all all speak English, but we'll tell that, no, that way you speak, we say homie, they say bro, they say cuz. It's different ways we speak the language. So as we study the scripts, we can also see this distinction in language as well. So that's what's brought out, that although the psalm is attributed to David in the present form that we have it here, they evidence a later stage in what's called the Hebrew language, the Yehudit. They resemble in content the Davidic Psalms, the Davidic chants. Psalms would more properly be Isis, the Davidic Isis, that tell of his persecution. And they were modeled, no doubt, on them. Hence, we have the titles. So it's like in music, you know, where the younger generation might have grown up listening to the old classics. So they do a new piece of music, but it's heavily inspired by the grandfather, grandmama tradition of the music. That's what it's bringing out here in today's daily psalm. So it's a later psalm, but it's modeled on the earlier Hebrew roots. Now, it's not so easy to determine with direct certainty the age of their composition. But alike, these psalms, Psalm 140 to 143, they alike tell of a time in Iowa when the pious, when the Hasid, the Hasidim, when the pious ones, the upper ones, suffered at the hands of the ungodly, of the unjah-like, within the ranks of Yisrael. So another Rhema tune could be Man to Man is So Unjust, as well as Tenement Yard. We chose that as a kind of a Rhema tune to bring out the theme. So the theme here and the theme of these psalms from Psalm 140 to 143, they all tell of a time when the pious, the upful, the righteous, were suffering at the hands of the unrighteous, the ungodly, the ungoodly, the unjalikely was in the ranks of Yisrael. The first verses, verses 1 to 4, there is a cry, a call, a cry in the sense of a shout, like, a shout for help. In verses 4 to 5, his enemies, the enemies, they have an insidious, a wicked, a ratchet plot. In verses 6 to 8, there's a plea to Hashem, there's a plea to the name, there's a plea to Ha'ilahim, the power for aid, guidance, and protection. In verses 9 to 11, the prayer, there's a prayer against his foes. And then in verses 12 to 13, there's the confidence, the eifidence, the jaffidence, and Rastafari. And it sums up with this beautiful verse here, I know, because belief, admitting as true, even if you don't know certain things is important, but it's good to come to that level where you know what you have admitted as true. You get to get that experiential gnosis and knowledge. I know that Jehovah will maintain the cause of the poor and the right of the needy. Surely the righteous shall give thanks, young for Isis, Lishmeka, to the I name, the I male name. The upright shall dwell in thy presence. The upright shall dwell in thy face and thy perception. Just to give ones and ones an overview of today's psalm. And here, let's ride out for Midrash right here. Catch it now or catch it on the replay. And be sure to share. Yes, I, Rastafari. Midrash. Study.
Here, today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the Order of Malachi, Tzedek Melchizedek, Mizmor Kof Min, Mizmor Kof Min, Mizmor Kof Min, Psalm 140, Psalm CXL, here, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Min, Mizmor Kof Min. Here a midrash on today's daily psalm. Here. Shema Yisrael. Sima. Rastafari. Lanatzeyach. Mizmor ledawi. Chalzei ni Yahua. Me Adam ra'a. Me isha chemasim. Tinaz reini. For the leader, a psalm of David. Deliver me, O Jehovah, from the evil man. Preserve me, preserve I from the violent mind. Lamnatzeach, for the chief musician, the musical leader, the musical director, for the leader. Lamnatzeach, for the menatzeach, for the overcomer, the one who triumphs. Lamnatzeach, mizmor le David, mizmor, a song, a chant, Isis, mizmor le David, of David. Deliver me, deliver I. Chalzeini, Yahuwah, O Jehovah, O He who be with thee. May Adam, from Adam. May Adam, from man, Ra'a. May Adam, Ra'a. Chalzeini, Yahuwah, May Adam, Ra'a. May Ish, Chemasim. Tina's reign, preserve me, preserve I from the violent man. May Ish, from the Ish, Hamas, violent, Hamasim. May Ish, Hamasim, Tina's reign me, preserve me, preserve I from the man of Hamas. Hamas's of violences, Hamasim, may Ish Hamasim, Tina Tzareini. Shlomo,
HaMelech. Solomon said, even in Mishle Shlomo, in the Proverbs, the Mashlim, Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs chapter 4, verses 5 to 6, get wisdom, get understanding, forsake her not, and she will preserve thee. Love her, and she will keep thee. She will keep the eye. Kine chakma, kine vina, ala tishekach, ve'ala teita me imrefi, ala ta'alza veha, ve'etisha merecha, eha veha, ve'titza recha. Get wisdom. Kine, kine, kine chakma, kine chakma. Get chokma, chakma. Get wisdom, chakma. Chokma, kine chokma, kine vina, vina, kine dina, dina. Get understanding. Ala tishkacha, tishkach, al tishkach, ve al teita meim refi. Forget her not. Ala tishkach, al tishkach, al tishkach. Forget not. With I'll take neither neither decline may imrefi, may from imrefi, from the words of my feet, the words of my mouth, may imrefi. Kine chokma, kine bina, ala tia shikach, ala teta imrefi, ala ta'aza veha, with Tishamereka, forsake her not. Al ta'azabeha, al ta'azabeha, al ta'azabeha, forsake her not. With Tishamereka, and she will preserve thee. With and Tishamereka, and she will preserve the eye. Ehaveha, ehaveha. Love her, Ehabeha, love her, and she will keep thee. With Titzreka, with Titzreka. Hear, 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 Shlomo said, Kine chokma, kine vina, ala tia shekach, we al teta me'emrefi, ala ta'azbeha, we tishemereka, Ehabeha, we Titzreka. Shlomo, Solomon also said, even in Proverbs chapter 6, verses 20 and verse 22, my son, keep thy father's commandment. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. The eye. Shlomo, Solomon also said, Nitzor b'ni mitzvata avicha, ve'ala titosha torata imecha, ve'ahita halekecha tanache otach, ve'shakadbeka tishmora alecha, wahikitota ki tisicheka. My son, keep, guard, nitzor, nitzor, bini, nitzor, keep, guard, nitzor, bini, bini, my son, my disciple, my son, bini, mitzvat abika, mitzvat, commandment abika, thy father, nitzor, bini, mitzvat abika. We'ala titosha torata imeka, and forsake not the teaching, the Torah, the law of thy mother. We'ala titosh torat imeka. When thou walkest, be'hita halekeka, be'hita halekeka, be'hita halekeka. Panache Otak. It shall she shall lead. She shall lead thee. She shall lead the eye. Be shakabeka tishmor aleka. When thou liest down. Be shakabeka. Be shakabeka. When thou liest down. Tishmor. She shall keep aleka. Aleka. She shall watch over the eye. She shall guard over the eye. Watch over the eye. Vishakabika tishmor aleka. When thou awakest, wa hikitsota. Wa hikitsota. He, she, he. Tisicheka. Tisicheka. She shall talk, meditate, iditate with the eye. Tisicheka. Tisicheka. Nitzor b'ni mitzvot abika. Ve'al titosh torata imeka. Behita halekka. Tanache otaka. Be'shakibka tishmor aleka. Wahagit ota hiya tisicheka. Accordingly, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, said to David, said to David, is it thy desire that I preserve thee, the eye? Then preserve HaTorah, then preserve the Torah. As it is said, take fast hold of instruction, let her not go, keep her. For she is thy life, even in the Mishle Shlomo, in the Mashlim, in Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 13, it is said, take fast, firm hold of instruction, let her not go, keep her, for she is thy life. Ha chezeka bam musar al terefa nitzareha ki hi chayeka. Take fast, firm hold. Ha chezek, ha chezek. Take firm hold, strong hold. Ha chezeka bam musar of instruction, of discipline, of instruction. Ha chezeka bam musar al teref. Let her not go. Alteref, alteref. Let her not go. Nitreha, keep her. Nitreha, guard her. Nitreha, kihi, for she. Kihi, for she. Chayeka, she is thy chai, thy life. Kihi, chayeka. Ha chezek abamusar al terefa nitreha ki yehi hayeka. Is it thy desire that I deliver thee, I, from the power of violent men? Then chant the words of Torah. Then chant the words of Torah before me, before I, and I shall deliver, I deliver thee, I. As is said, even in the 32nd Psalm, Hebraic, the 7th verse, Psalm 32, verse 7. Compass me, compass I about with songs, and I shall give deliverance. Did you hear? The 32nd Psalm, Hebraically, the 7th verse. Compass me, compass I about with songs, and I shall give deliverance, and I shall give deliverance. Onne faleta ti soveveni sela. With songs of deliverance, with songs of deliverance. Onne falet, roni, rone falet, rone falet. The songs of deliverance. Onne falet. Sobebei me, thou wilt compass I about Selah. compass I about with songs, and I shall give deliverance. Rone, fale, tiso, the day ni, selah. Deliver I, O Lord, O Jehovah, from the evil man. Hear today's psalm, Mizmorkof me, Mizmorkof me. Psalm 140, hear Hebraically the second verse. Chalteini Yahuwah, me Adam Ra. Deliver I, liver I. Chalteini. Chalteini, deliver me, deliver I, Yahuwah, O Jehovah, me Adam, Ra, from the evil Adam, me Adam, from man, Ra, evil, Chalteini, Yahuwah, me Adam, Ra, who is he? Miza Mihu? Who is he? The evil Esau, the evil Esau. And what is the evil he does? Death. Hence HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hence the Holy One, the Isla One, the Sanctified, the Set Apart One, Baruch Hu. Blessed be he, declared. When I redeem you, I shall redeem you from death. For it is said, even in Hosea chapter 13, verse 14, I will ransom them from the power of the nether world. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Hear Hosea chapter 13 verse 14. I will ransom them from the power of the nether world. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction. I will be thy destruction. Miyad Sheol Efdei, Miya Maveta Ega Ale, Ehia Devarecha Maveta, Ehia Kagpavka Sheol, Nochama Yisatira Me Ainai. Shall I ransom them from the power of the nether world? Miyad Sheol Efdei. Shall I redeem them from death? Mia maveta egale, mia mawet egale. Oh, thy plagues, oh death, ehia devareka mavet. Oh, thy destruction, downstruction, oh nether world, ehia katavka sheol. Repentance be hid from mine eyes. Noham yisatira me ainai. Hear. It is written. Here in today's psalm, here at the bait, Hebraically the second verse. Chalteini Yahuwah me adam ra. Deliver I, O Jehovah, from the evil man, from the evil Adam. Chalteini Yahuwah me adam ra. Who is he? Me ze, me who? The evil Esau, the evil Esau. And what is the evil Hara? He does. Death. What is the evil Hara? He does. Mavet. Death. Hence HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, declared, when I redeem you, I shall redeem you from mavet, from mot, from death. For it is said, even in Hosea chapter 13, here, verse 14, Miyad Sheol Efdei, Miya Maweta Egaale, Ehia Devareka Mavet, Ehia Katavaka Sheol. I will ransom them from the power of Sheol, the netherworld. Miyad, from the Yad. Me, from Yad, hand. Miyad, Sheol, from the hand of Sheol, from the hand of the netherworld. F for day. I will ransom them. I will ransom them from the power of the netherworld, from the power of Sheol. I will redeem them from death. Mia maweta ega alein. Mia mawet ega alein. O death, I will be thy plague. O death, ehi devareka mawet. Ehi, I will become ehi devareka. Devareka mawet. I will be thy plagues, O death. Ehi devareka mawet. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Ehi katavka sheol. Miyad sheol efdei. Mi maweta ega alein. Ehia devareka mawet. Ehia katavka sheol. Thus, like this, behold, that the evil Esau, Esau harasha, the evil Esau, Esau harasha, is mawet mot, is death. Thus, like this, behold, Esau harasha, the evil Esau is death. Hence, here, it is said, deliver me, deliver I, O Jehovah, from the evil man. Chalfeini Yahuwah me Adam Ra. And here, Midrash note connected with, thus behold, that the evil Esau, Esau Harasha, is Mawet, ancient pointing Mawet, modern pointing Mavet, Mavet, death or Mot. Here, Midrash note. See the above Midrash from the Sefer Midrash Tehillim on Psalm 116, the third section, 116.3, where oppression or downpression by the kingdoms is identified with the netherworld. So in Psalm 116, in the third section, their oppression or downpression by the kingdoms is identified with the netherworld, with Sheol, with the netherworld. And Hosea chapter verse 14 is understood as promising redemption from the yoke of the kingdoms. In Hosea chapter 13 verse 14 is understood and interested as promising redemption from the yoke of the kingdoms. Likewise, when Jacob said, deliver me, I pray the eye, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 32, verse 12. Likewise, when Yaakov said, deliver me, I pray the eye. Hatzaleni na, deliver I liver I pray the eye. Hatzaleni na, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, of Esau. Hatzaleni na, miyad achi, miyad Esau. Was he not referring to Mavet, to Mawet, to Mot? Was he not referring to death? Hatzaleni na, miyad achi, miyad Esau. Preserve me, preserve I from the violent man. Me'ish chmasi, tinat reini, Meisha Chamasi, Peanuts Reini, preserve I from the violent man, from the man of violences. Meish Chamasi, from the man of violences, the Ish of Chamasi, Meisha Chamasi, Peanuts Reini, preserve I. What verse implies Esau's violence? In Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 32, verses 14 to 16, it reads, "And he lodged there that night, and took of that which he had with him, a present for Esau, for Esau his brother, 200 she-goats and 20 he-goats, 200 ewes and 20 rams, 30 milch camels and their colts, 40 keen and 10 bulls, 20 she-asses and 10 foals. Vayalen sham balayla hahua, vayayikach mina haba, v'yadoa minachata le'aisau achiv. Le Aisau Achio Zima Mataima Uate Yasima Esrima Rechelima Mataima We Elima Esrima Gemalima Meya Nikota Uavinehema Shiloshima Parota Arbaima Uafarima Asara Atnota Esrima Wa Ayari Wa Yalirim Esra Esara." Is not the fear of violence implied by such lavish giving, by such lavish giving as we have here in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 32, verses 14 to 16, "And he lodged there that night and took of that which he had with him a present for Esau his brother. Wayalena sham balaila hahua wayikach mina haba biyado aminacha li Esau achio." 200 she-goats and 20 he-goats, 200 ewes and 20 rams. Ezim Mataima Uatea Yashima Esarima Rechelima Mataima We Elima Esarim, 30 milked camels and their colts, 40 keen and 10 bulls, 20 she-asses and 10 foals. Gimalima meya nikota ua be'nehema shiloshima parota arvaima ua farima asara atnot asari wa yari asara. So, is not the fear of violence implied by such lavish giving? Thus, scripture says also, even in Obadiah, in Abihu and Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 10, scripture says also, "For the violence done to thy brother Jacob, shame shall cover thee, and thou shalt be cut off forever, for either. For the violence done to thy brother Yaakov, to thy brother Jacob, shame shall cover thee, I, and thou shalt be cut off forever. Me Hamas achicha Yaakov, te chasecha vusha, ve nikrata leolam. For the violence done to thy brother Jacob, Me Hamas, Achika, Yaakov. For the violence done to thy brother Jacob, me Hamas, the Hamas, the violence, me Hamas, Achika, Yaakov. Shame shall cover thee, the eye, Tikasaka, Tikasaka, Busha, Tikasaka, Busha, Tikasaka, Busha, Tikasaka, Busha. Shame, Busha, Busha, Busha shall cover thee, eye, Tikasaka, Busha, and thou and the eye shall be cut off. Winikrata forever, le olam. Me Hamas achika Yaakov, tekasika busha. Winikrata le olam. If the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, say, even if Esau is to be cut off forever, yet what he swallowed is gone. If the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites say, even if Esau is to be cut off forever, yet what he swallowed is gone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, the Blessed, the Sanctified, Set Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, will reply, I will bring it back from between his teeth, as is said even in Psalm 68, Hebraically the 23rd verse, Psalm 68 verse 23, I will bring back from between the teeth. I will bring it back from between his teeth, as it is said in Psalm 68, Hebraically, the 23rd verse. I will bring back from between the teeth. Hear, Mizmor Samech Chet, Samech He. Hear, Psalm 68, Hebraically, the 23rd verse. Amar Adonai, Mibashan Ashiv. Amar Adonai, Mi Bashan Ashib. And Adonai, Adonai said, I will bring back from Bashan. Amar Adonai, Mi Bashan Ashib. Here, a Midrash note. So here, in this quote right here from Psalm 68, in the Hebrews, the 23rd verse, in the KJV and the JV, often it would read as, I will bring back from Bashan. But here in the Midrash, bringing out, I will bring back from between the teeth. From Bashan or from between the teeth. Bashan is read as though it was written Bishen. In the Hebrew, Bishen, between the teeth, in the teeth, Bishen. So here, Amar Adonai, Mia Bishen, Ashiv. And Adonai said, I will bring back from between the teeth, Amar Adonai, Mia Bishen, Ashiv. Or Amar Adonai, Mi Bashan Ashiv. And Adonai said, I will bring back from Bashan. So here, Bashan is read as though it's written Bishen. Bashan, Bishen, between the teeth. Hence, here, it is said, preserve me, preserve I from the violent man. From the man of violences, from the man of violences, is preserve I. Meish Hamasim, Tinas Reini. Meish Hamasim, Tinas Reini. made from Ish, the man Hamasi, Hamasi of Hamases, of violences, the man of violences, from the man of violences, Tinat Reini, Tinat Reini, Natar Ani, Tinat Reini, preserve, preserve her from the man of violences, who devise evil things in their heart. Hear, 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 Hebraically, the Gimel, the Gamel, the third verse. Hear, hear, hear. Who devise evil things, evil tinks, evil things in their heart. Asher hashvu ra'ota belev. Asher hashvu ra'ot belev. Who devise evil things. Asher, the one who, chashvu, chashbu, who think up, devise, scheming, chashbu, ra'ot, ra'ot, evil things, hurtful things, harmful things, belay, belay, at heart, in heart. Asher, chashbu, ra'ot, belay. Who devise evil things in their hearts, or evil things in hearts. What is meant by evil things in their hearts? What is meant by ra'ot belay? Ra'ot belay? Ra'ot belay. What is meant by evil things, ra'ot, in their hearts, belay? Or hear, 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 Hebraically, belay, in heart. Does not read in their heart, it reads in heart. Ra'ot belay. What is meant by this? The evil things, the ra'ot, the harmful, the hurtful things, the bad things, ra'ot, that Esau, that Esau did not speak out, but hid in his heart. The ra'ot, the evil things, the evil things that Esau, that Esau did not speak out, but hid in his heart. And here, here, Midrash, a Midrash note right here, 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 the things that Esau did not speak out, but hid, as it were, in his heart. Here, Midrash note, Bereshit. Genesis, Genesis chapter 27, here, here, verse 41. And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, let the days of mourning for my father be at hand, then I will slay my brother Jacob. Vayisatoma Esau et Yaakov ala habraka. Asher berchoa aviva vayomera Esau beliboa yikarevua yimeya evela via ve aharga et Yaakov achi. And Esau hated Jacob. Vayisatoma Esau et Yaakov because of the braka. Al habraka, because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. Al habraka, asher berkoa avio. And Esau said in his heart, Wayomer Esau belibo. Wayomer Esau belibo. Belibo. In his heart. Let the days of mourning for my father be at hand. Yikrebu yimei ebella be. Then will I slay my brother Jacob. We aharga et Yaakov achi. ויסתום עשו את יעקב על הברכה אשר ברכו אביו, ויאמר עשו בליבו, יקרבו ימי אבל אבי, ואהרגה את יעקב אחי. Who devise evil things in their heart, evil things in heart? Asher chashbu ra'ot b'lei. Asher chashbu ra'ot b'lei. Who devise evil things in their heart? Is it not written here, an evil thing in their heart, an evil thing in heart? But evil things, it is not written an evil thing. As to say one evil thing, one ill thing, one harmful, one bad thing, and evil thing. No, it is written evil things in their heart. It is not written here an evil thing in their heart, but evil things, evil things in heart. For when the bite Esau, the house of Esau, devised evil things, ra'ot, they devised them not only against us, against I, but also against thee I, as is said even in the 21st Psalm, Hebrew, the 12th verse, Psalm 21 and 12, for they intended evil against thee, the eye. They imagine a device that they are not able to perform. Kiyanatu alecha ra'a. Chashvua me'zim bala yukhalu. For they intended evil against the eye, speaking to Hashem, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. Ki natu aleka ra, ki natu aleka ra, chashbu mitzim bala yukalu. They imagine a device. Chashbu mitzim. Mezima, Hashbua Mezima, Bala Yukalu, wherewith they shall not prevail. Kiyanatu Aleka Ra'a, Hashbua Mezima, Bala Yukalu. Likewise, Scripture says, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and strong exceedingly. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another horn, a little one, a little one. Hear, Daniel chapter 7 verses 7 to 8, where it reads, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and strong exceedingly. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another horn, a little one, a little one. After this, I saw in the night visions, Batar dina chazeya heweta bechezwe laylelya wa ruwa chewa reviaha de chila we ematania we taka tatifa yatira. After this, I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and strong exceedingly. Batara dina chaze heweta bechezwe leileya wa arua chewa revi aaha dechila we Ematani wi Takifa Yatira. And behold, the fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly. Wi Ematani wi Takifa Yatira. Nisitakala hiweta bek arnaya wa luak arena khriya zi eru zi era zi era silkata beya nehen. Nisitakel nisitakal nisitakal and I considered. And I considered the horns. Mie sitakala heweta de arnaya. And behold, walu, walu, walu. And behold, arena achoria ze era silkata beinehem. There came up among them another horn, a little one, another horn, Wailu, and behold, Wailu, Karena Acharia Ze'era Silkata Be'mehen. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another horn, a little one. Nia Sitakala Hiweta Big Arnaya Waluk Rena Horia Zera Silkata Beinehen. There came up among them another horn, a little one. Ren Ahori Zera Silkat Beinehen. A little one, another horn, a little one, speaking against Ha'elohim, against the power, the true good, the true God, against Ha'elohim, speaking against the power, spitting out harsh words, blasphemies, reviling. But then, scripture goes on to say, even in Daniel chapter 7, verse 11, I beheld even till the beast was slain and its body destroyed, and it was given to be burnt with fire. Hear, Daniel chapter 7, verse 11. I beheld even till the beast was slain and its body destroyed, and it was given to be burnt with fire. Chazeyah weita beidaina mina kala mialaya rava revata dia karna mialaylela chazeyah weita adagia etilata chayuta we uvada gishma via hivata via kedat esha. Full of verse here from Daniel. Here in the Aramaic. Daniel chapter 7 verse 11. I beheld then, because of the voice of the great words that the horn spake, I beheld even till the beast was slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. I beheld even till the beast was slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. Chazeya weita beya dayin mina kala mia laya rava revata dia karna mia la laila chazeya weita adadia kitilata chayuta we kubada ishma wiya hibata liya kedata esha. And it is also written even in Obadiah, in Abdiel, Obadiah. Obadiah chapter 1 verse 18, it is written, and the house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Esau of Esau for stubble. Vahaya Ved Yaakov Esh Uved Yosefa Lahava Uved Esau Lekash. And the house of Jacob shall be a fire. Wahaya Beit Yaakov Esh. Wahaya Beit Yaakov Esh. And the Beit Yaakov, the house of Jacob, Esh, shall be a fire. Uveit Yosefa Lahava. And the house of Joseph, Uveit Yosef Lahava. Lahava, Lahava, and the house of Joseph, Lahava. Uveit Yosefa, Lahava. And the house of Esau, Uveit Esau, Lekash, for stubble. Wahaya, Beit Yaakov, Esh. Uveit Yosefa, Lahava. Uveit Esau, Lekash. And the house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Esau for stubble. Wahaya Beit Yaakov Esh, Uveit Yosefa Lahava, Uveit Esau Lekash, We Adalipu Avahem Wa Akalu Loa yes, Arida Levet Isa. Ki Yahuwah Diber. And the house of Jacob shall be a fire. Wahaya Beit Yaakov Esh. And the house of Joseph a flame. Ubeit Yosef Lahava. And the house of Esau of Esau for stubble, Uveit Esau Lekash. And they shall kindle in them and devour them. With Dalkua Vahema Vaakalum. Vaakalum shall eat them up. With Dalkua Vahem Vaakalum. And there shall not be any remaining of the house of Esau. V'lo yehiyes sarid lebeit Esau. For Yahuwah Jehovah hath spoken. Ki Yahuwah diber.
Psalm 140. Deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man. Preserve me from the violent man, which imagine mischiefs in their heart. Continually are they gathered together for war. They have sharpened their tongues like a serpent. Adder's poison is under their lips. Selah, Selah, Selah. Keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from the violent man, who have purposed to overthrow my going. The proud have hid a snare for me in cord. They have spread a net by the wayside. They have set gins for me. I said unto the Lord, Thou art my God. Hear the voice of my supplications, O Lord. O God the Lord, the strength of my salvation, Thou hast covered my head in the day of battle. Grant not, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Further not his wicked device, lest they exalt themselves. Selah. 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 As for the head of those that compass me about, let the mischief of their own lips cover them. Let burning coals fall upon them. Let them be cast into the fire, into deep pits, that they rise not up again. Let not an evil speaker be established in the earth. Evil shall hunt the violent man to overthrow him. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and the right of the poor. Surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name. The upright shall dwell in thy presence, 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 thy presence.
A chant for the congregation. The Avenger. The vengeance Jehovah to thee, to the I belongs. Proclaim thy wrath aloud. Great judge of all, redress our wrongs. Let justice smite the proud. They say, Jah, nor sees nor hears. Fools, when will they be wise? Can he be deaf who formed their ears, or blind who made their eyes? Their thoughts shall meet his stern rebuke. He knows them false and vain. But should his saints transgress, a look shall win them back again. Thy chastening arm, who meekly feels that man is greatly blessed, to such thy mercy, Jah, reveals a law that yields him rest. While many a roving dream and care comes over I deep and sad, my wild thoughts branching here and there, thy comforts make I and I glad.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to render a reward to the proud. Psalm 94. Psalm 94. Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth. O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. And I said, my foot slippeth. Thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul.
shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with these which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.